But in the meantime, it's time to cross the boundary. We head north. Sats and Badge, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're loving
the Olympics.
Yeah. Hey, boys, first of all, congratulations on winning the 2032 Olympics. Mate, you must be proud.
It's all of us, yeah. Brian. It's not just Brisbane. It's all of us. We are Australia.
Well, not really, because we took credit for Sydney 2000. And when it was voted, by the way, still voted the best Olympics ever.
So, ever?
Juan Antonio Samaranch came out and said, I declare this the best Olympics ever. And since then, no one has come close. So good luck, you and your pantsuit-wearing fraternity.
What's happening, gentlemen?
Hey, can I ask you, you know, obviously in the 2032 Olympics, we get to introduce sports of our own, introduce whatever we need to. And this, what have we got? Skateboarding in these Olympics.
Surfing.
I want to know what we pick, because I've just been looking over the history of the Olympics and some of the sports that have disappeared from the Olympics. Tug of war, that was once in the Olympics.
Was it?
Yeah, live pigeon shooting.
Live?
Yeah. Hot air ballooning.
They ran out of pigeons.
Yeah. Hot air ballooning and town planning were in the Olympics.
What?
Town planning.
Someone's got you there, Sats.
No, I swear to God.
Are you saying what? I tell you what we should bring back. Minor bird shooting. We use live ones. Those minor birds.
They're no good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
the noise they
you
make.
You know what? I reckon they should have a competition. Just like the Mossy Masoi Foundation tried July, $5,000 for every try. Dean, did you see Dean Boxall go off about Ariane Titmus's win? They should have a competition. He's got to win it. I mean, I don't think anyone can beat that. Any coach.
Nah.
Or, you know, in any sport.
I mean, I saw Gus root a fence once, but not like that. Old Dino.
Was that on Mad Monday?
Dino it was a pale fence. Dino, what about he just grabbed it, by the way, and the gyrating.
Oh, yes.
What do you think of it? Because there's been a bit of backlash on Twitter saying it's arrogant, he's showing off, he's taking the gloss off.
Who cares?
No, I know. How good was it?
Oh, it's like Laurie Lawrence.
Outstanding.
Laurie Lawrence back in with Duncan Armstrong. Release the animal. I mean, no one knew how to settle him down. It's like Dean Boxall. Apparently the Olympic official did know what to do. They were going to taser him at one stage.
Oh, that would have been good vision.
I just can't believe that fine. They've just announced a fine for taking his mask off, but he won't care about that.
Oh, he couldn't give a rat's about it. Plenty of text messages coming through. Yeah, apparently all the Americans getting stuck into the big fella for just unleashing his inner self. No gaffer tape required for him, boys. What are you making of the NRL families in quarantine?
Oh, are you talking about the partners passing stuff around the balconies? Well, yeah, I'm glad they didn't have footage of when we used to be in camp years ago, when you actually used to physically walk around the different balconies, Fletch. Remember, you wouldn't go through the doors. You'd climb up the balconies to the next floor.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about
level 20.
About. No, I don't. Sorry.
It's got to become a fire hazard, hasn't it? When they get you to gaffer tape the windows and the doors up, that's got to be a fire hazard, hasn't it?
Well, I don't understand. I mean, what is going to transpire? Everyone's in lockdown in there anyway, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think?
Just in case someone's got COVID, they're going to pass it around.
The rest of the comp's going to be in Queensland, they're saying. The rest of the regular season, the final. So grand final, they're thinking Melbourne or Brisbane. What are your thoughts? Do you say thank you to Brisbane?
Of course.
And because Brisbane got the Olympics. Or do you go Melbourne? You've been away for pretty much two seasons like the Warriors.
They missed the origin too.
But don't you like that idea of a doubleheader in Melbourne weekend AFL grand final, then the NRL the next day? Wouldn't that just be the best weekend ever?
It would be. And what's on the Saturday? Is there any race day on the? The AFL.
Oh, you're at the AFL grand final. Yeah.
I gotcha. You know what? They probably will go down there because an extra $50,000. It's costing the NRL estimated $12 million a month.
Wow.
To put all the players and their families up there. So they need a bit of an ROI, which is return on investment. That's what we say in the financial game. Yep. So you might be right. We might be heading south.
Now, boys, somebody has left the hub, or is leaving the hub, we understand. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. And you had a feeling, didn't you? You had a feeling that after, and I think there'll be more to follow. You just got that little bit of a feeling that that's going to happen and we're going to need players up there who aren't getting a game being loaned to the Warriors. You can really feel after 18 months, people are just going, I've had enough. Take me home. Are you seeing it that way?
Yeah, it depends whether your family's here. And I suppose Roger was one of those players that didn't have his family here. So it's going to be difficult if you're missing kids and your partners, whatever it may be. But, and again, like you're saying, the loan system may be introduced. Letting him go home on compassionate grounds, is that also them basically conceding the rest of the year?
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah?
Absolutely.
Well, the Chooks looking for a winger. Could it be a homecoming of sorts?
Could that happen, boys?
Who?
Chooks.
The Chooks.
Chooks have got a few out. Ikavalu's gone.
No, he's going back to New Zealand.
I know, but is it a smoky? Is it a smoky?
No.
Yeah.
You never know.
I thought when you said the Chook, I thought you meant Chooky Heron's making a comeback for the...
He could. He looks. I saw him the other day. Yeah. He looks super fit. He still buys things at shops like he kicked. Remember he used to look over his shoulder? He never looked directly at the ball?
Oh, he's a tea leaf.
No, he's a champion. He's actually a wonderful, wonderful man. Hey boys, August 1st is when we can't see any more mid-season transfers. Are we expecting a very busy week where teams are trying to have a bit of a tilt at winning this premiership? Are you hearing anything?
I don't know. I don't know whether I like players that are going from the bottom of the table to top of the table teams. You know, it's my team, Penrith. I'm just not comfortable with it. I'm not quite sure. But I think we will. I think from some of those teams that are sitting just on the edge of the eight, I see that there may be some changes. West Tigers, those sort of ones that can possibly still make a run. West Tigers got a great run home into the finals. If they can win pretty much, I think they can afford to drop one. They could still make the final. So I think those teams that are around the eight are probably a chance of trying to get some changes.
The Tigers are aiming for ninth, though. You know that. Mm. They want to finish. They love finishing ninth.
Aiming for bronze.
Hey,
Joel, why can't they get players, Joel? What's going on there? Why are they struggling? They keep making offers. And I read where I'm not sure if I can believe it, they offered more money for Dale Finucane than the Sharks, but didn't get him.
Oh, well, you know what I think it is? I think it is, and they've got people recruiting now, but in the past, we've always signed fixer-uppers, people with problems. And if you look at the environment, you go, well, he's a fixer-upper, and that's not wins your comp. Dale Finucane's most certainly set standards. And I remember 2005, West Tigers in 2003, which I was part of, were absolute plotters. They got three players from the Roosters who... We were doing 13s in the beep test. These blokes who didn't really play first grade, but they turned up starting running 15s in the beep test. All ships rise with the tide, and all of a sudden the standards are risen, and away they went. And that grand final team, there was no fixer-uppers. I just think they need to really focus on each and every signing so that players like Dale Finucane want to go playing there. I don't think Madge McGuire is the problem. You could put any coach in there who's not named Bennett, Bellamy or Robinson, and you're going to get the same outcome.
I think the media doesn't do the West Tigers, large portions of the media. I know we work in it also, but there's always this stigma around the West Tigers that I think has the ability to scare players off, and I don't think it's true. But I think you've hit the nail right on the head. I think it's all about the quality of player that they can't attract for some reason.
Well, it'll be interesting to know Timmy Sheens is due to
arrive.
It'll be interesting to see Badge, you know firsthand, what do you think he'll bring?
Well, he's a deep thinker, Sheensy, that's for sure. He'll bring a lot of conversation because he loves a chat. it seems to me as though it's not really around coaching, it's around recruitment, as Joel's just talking about. So if you can get someone in there that can really help sort that out. Look, I've seen very quickly how Dave Donaghy and Ben Eichen have taken the pressure off Kevvy Walters, and their recruitment seems to be... it almost looks like there's a plan compared to the higgledy-piggledy stuff that they tossed up over the last few years. If Sheensy can bring that to the West Tigers, bring some stability there, he might be capable of getting Dale Finucane-style players across the line rather than just continually missing out. I'm sure that's what they're getting in for.
You know, we see that Cody Walker has told South Sydney, let's go and win a premiership first before we continue talking about my contract. And that puts him in a really good position. I'd be throwing the bank at him.
Yeah, you know what, though? Walker. You know what, those stats? His stats can be a little bit misleading. So he's just carving up in the stat department, and he's a terrific player. No one's questioning that. However, I reckon 90% of the tries that he's done a try assist for, Adam Reynolds has put him in the position.
Yeah, straightens the line.
But he doesn't get the try assist. But anyway, Fletch, let's lighten things up a little bit with this.
We're going to change tack, so it's time for this, boys. Okay. Now, I don't know if you two are familiar with silver splitters or diamond divorces. Do you know what I'm talking about here? Well, listen to
oldies.
Yeah, listen to this. It was a receipt lying on her Indooroopilly lounge room floor that turned her world upside down.
Indooroopilly, not Indooroopilly.
What? How do I pronounce it? Indooroopilly.
Indooroopilly.
Okay, Indooroopilly. That's what I was going to say, Indooroopilly. Anyway, Indooroopilly. It turned her world upside down. Lyle Lamborn knew there had been some troubles in her marriage for 26 years, but she believes she and her husband were on a path to working it out. But the receipt for a woman's extra-large underwear revealed a very different reality. The purchased underwear was not in a size that would fit her or her daughters, and it sent a flush of panic up Lamborn's spine. When she later confronted her husband, she discovered at age 58 her marriage was over and that he had been love-bombing another woman for more than a year. So Lamborn is an increasing number of people who have experienced the phenomenon of grey divorce. Couples in their 50s and 60s calling it quits on their marriages. So you better watch out, boys. You are nearing that age, especially you, Badge.
I'm already past it.
You little dude. But I was just wondering, the term love bombing, I'm not familiar with that. Do you know anything about that? Well, Satch, you're in the industry of a private eye. You must have seen some sort of love bombing escapades go on.
What's a love bombing?
I don't know. Brooksy, do you know what love bombing?
Yeah, it's an attempt to influence a person by demonstrations of attention and affection. It can be used in different ways.
Another word for narcissism, positive, is that?
Yeah, pretty much. Used for positive or negative purposes.
All right, so like buying a pair of big Reggies, that they are.
Psychologists have identified it as a possible part of the cycle of abuse.
Mm. Oh, it's like gaslighting.
She was actually 4XL and he bought her an XL and she was very impressed.
Mm. Oh, okay. Just squeeze it in.
Works every time.
Well, guess what?
I reckon you'd be a bit of a love bomber, I reckon, Fletch, because it's, I'm just reading it, excessive attention, admiration and affection.
Oh.
Yeah, but not to yourself. Not to yourself. That doesn't count. Now, boys, it's A-grade Monday. Please tell me you've got some doozies for us.
I've got one. My A-grade is the douche who flew to Ballina, then got some imbecile to pick him up, who then visited my local fish and chip shop, and now that's closed for 2 weeks.
Oh. A-grade. On the Gold Coast, that's.
Yep, A-grade.
Yeah, he is.
Before you go, Badge, what about, I heard the chuckle in the background. Woogie, we're going to need an A-grade from you, so get your thinking
Woogie's
cap on.
Woogie's not here.
What? He's not here.
Where is
he? Lost Woogie.
Woogie's, well,
he's gone.
Woogie's doing breakfast at the moment.
I heard him laughing in the backdrop. They've got
Is he doing breakfast or eating breakfast? What's he doing?
be doing both.
We got Brixo.
Oh, Brixo.
Right. Well, Brixo's got to come up with something. Brixo, you got to come up with an A grade.
Oh, give me a second. Go to Badge first and I'll come up with one.
Okay. I got little known former rugby league player turned boxer, Anthony Mundine.
Oh, yes.
With that jumping in the parade. Is he leading it or in the parade? What's he
protest.
Doing? The anti-vaxxer protest, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know it's easy to get on your high horse, but I'm so pissed off going down to the local, you know, supermarket or shop or whatever, and there's people that don't wear masks. They must think we like wearing them. They think we do it because we like wearing them. So, anyway, what are you doing, Chock? Come on.
We actually had the TikTok guy on the other week, and we've put the slipper in. It was A-grade what he was doing.
Yeah. It seems to be a lot of young people.
Yeah. But what they don't realise, boys, is that, like, your little cards and posters aren't going to do anything. But what you're going to do is you might keep us in lockdown a lot longer. Anyway, right, boys, here's my A-grade, right?
Yeah.
So, in what world, right? We are in 2021, and Matty Kavalu goes down with what could have been a broken leg at the time, we don't know. He's on the far side of the field, and Finchie and I are calling the game for SEN 1170. And 5 minutes later, the poor bug is still trying to get around the periphery of the ground. So we worked it out to be, if they get him straight off, he's probably 45 metres away, whatever the case may be. But in the end, he's got to go about 220 metres being carried by these poor buggers trying to carry him. And the question will be, or the answer will be, okay, well, we didn't have a Medicab at Sunny Coast Stadium. Surely somebody in Queensland has got a golf cart that we could have parked at these venues.
What about the old-fashioned stretcher?
Whatever. But
I want to see the stretcher.
But what are we having some poor bugger have to bloody hobble around for frigging 10 minutes?
I'm with you, Joel. I've been saying for the last few years, I can't understand why we do it. People with lower leg injuries had made to walk around the field. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, well, my A grade is Boys, have you been, obviously been watching the Olympics? I'm going straight for the IOC. So when they're up on the dais and they're getting their medals, they've got to wear their masks. Then they take their mask off and congratulate each other. What's the point of having the mask on?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Like,
no, COVID can't spread while you're smiling.
So they're
when you're excited,
you've got to get your photo done with a filthy mask on your face after you've just swum and you've just hugged a dude. And, like, you're not going to get COVID from the pool. But why?
Well, the IOC slapped the girls. The girls who won the 100 metre.
Australian
after, they're cuddling and carrying on. And you're watching the hockey and the defenders, they're all bloody breathing on each other. It's ridiculous.
Like, I understand that because they're in the... They've got their spatial distance. You've got to have your social distance.
But they have on those podiums.
And that's what I'm saying. So you don't need your mask.
No.
Either, like, there's no point.
No.
Anyway, IOC, A grade.
Hey, before we go, Fletch, can you give us the name of that suburb again?
Indooroopilly.
Indooroopilly.
Oh, well, I'm just reading it. Indooroopilly. Where is it? Is it in Brisbane?
Yeah, north side of Brisbane.
Is it near Springfield?
It's not a north south.
Now, boys...
No, it's not. There used to be a lot of...
I remember, not that I would know, but I remember in Springfield there's a lot of places of massaging, like... Not illegal massages.
No, that's Springwood.
No, that's Spring Hill. That's Spring Hill.
Spring Hill. Sorry, boys. City. Is that still? Is that an area still of that you would frequent if you were into such things?
It'd spring out of there. I know that.
Okay. Anyway, what about Brixo? Brixo, hit us.
Brixo, you got an A grade?
Oh, look, he caught me a little bit on the hop, but sticking with the Olympics, I normally like watching skateboarding and everything like that. I enjoy seeing people do some stuff. But it's the most boring thing I've ever watched, watching the skateboarding.
Be careful. Fletch lives in the eastern suburbs. A lot of skateboarders
I know,
there.
There's a lot of skateboarders. They probably
that's how he goes to work.
Be careful.
I know. It's probably what hurt his...
I don't, but I'll tell you who would be offended. Greg Florimo. He was a skateboarding... Oh, my goodness. He ripped.
Flo.
Wow.
He used to go to training to North Sydney Oval on his skate.
That's right.
I had no idea. Hey, boys, we've got to run. But we appreciate that. Have a great show.
We do too.
See you, guys.
See you, gents.
Hey, good on you, boys. And Brixo, welcome to the family. Well done, brother.
Well, thanks very much, Fletch.
Brixo, you got a beautiful voice.
Took us ages to get rid of Woogie.
Yeah. Well, don't lose him.
Well done, Brixo.
On your Brixo.
Righto.